Question was asked, is there a point where Hashem steps into the picture even after he's given us into the hands of the enemies? So the Torah says there is. And that's part, maybe one of the most important messages of the Song of Ha'azinu, where Hashem says, I'm not going to forever turn my back on them. It will be reiterated in Eicha. But there is that point where Hashem says, they deserve it, they don't deserve it. And that's the end of the Tochacha also. At the end of the Tochacha, Hashem also says, "Bezachati et b'riti," in the end, I will come back for the sake of my covenant. I won't let you be completely lost. But again, that's a promise to the people.
And you're talking there about not letting the people perish entirely. I'm talking more in terms of what the punishments can be. Because I don't think there's a thing that hasn't been done that you really don't think that happened to us.
So as far as specific punishments, on the contrary, the Pasuk says in the Tochacha, Gam kol choli v'chol makah, and every illness and every form of torture and punishment, asher lo ktuvim b'sefer Torah zeh, and that are not even written in the Torah, meaning the Tochacha threatens that. The Tochacha threatens the aberrations that the enemies applied in their forms of torture. Yeah. The Gemara searches and says, which one is the example? The Gemara starts describing different things that we underwent and says, is it this one? Is it that one? Is it the other one? Which one is the fulfillment of a torture that's not even written in the Torah? Yeah. So that, in that sense, the Torah doesn't seem to give a limit. On the other hand, we do find that when the Medrash says, I don't remember the name of who it was from the tribe of Dan and his wife, were standing in the mortar, feeling the warm blood of their own baby under their feet as they were being forced to make the mortar with their own feet, their cry to heaven did change the decree on the Jewish people, even though technically it's not the tshuva that Am Yisrael did, it was their suffering and their crying and their praying at that moment. So we do find that sometimes a prayer, mima makim, from the depths of sorrow, not from tshuva, can change our faith. So a person shouldn't just say, well, every form of suffering, it's like a free-for-all. No, there's our job to react it with tshuva and tefillah. Yeah.